The reading could be longer today, but there is an option of a shorter form and a longer form. The longer form, Jesus will explain. You know, the disciples come and ask what he meant, and he will explain the parables, this parable of the sower. I don't know among you who of you come from a background working in the agriculture, in the fields, or has an experience with seeds and soil, preparing soil. Because the way Jesus presents the parable is quite interesting, because it shows a sower who goes out sowing, even though at that time they had probably not technology or machines. So he probably would have a bag full of seeds, and he would scatter the seeds in the field, which we suppose was prepared for that. But it doesn't sound like exactly like that. It seems that sower was very careless. He didn't care a thing. You know, he just went out throwing the seeds left and right, and just by chance. If you see, those work in agriculture, they'll prepare the soil, and they would not throw the seeds on the rocks that they know would not produce anything, much less along the road, the path where everybody, will be walking, or, the birds will come and eat the seeds. Actually, they have to find ways to keep the birds away. So what is Jesus then trying to convey in his message? Message of the word. Jesus, as he go on, and his disciples will ask him, what do you mean when you are presenting this? He will talk about, the word of God, that the seed represents the word of God that must be, given to the world. And basically the way that the sower is acting shows exactly the way that God does. I mean, his words, they must go out to everyone and to every place. We could say, well, it could be saved only for those who are listening carefully, only for those who are with their hearts prepared to listen to that word, and then will be transformed somehow and will act upon that word. Well, it does not happen that way. I look at myself, and we can look at ourselves, how many times we come and we listen to the word of God, and then, something else calls our attention, and we just forget about it. We heard that, and all of a sudden, sometimes we hear one, reading from the scriptures, and it kind of catches our attention, and we say, well, never heard that before. Why don't they read that in more often? And it's there always, has been there. But at that moment, our heart was the good soil that could indeed, work on the word of God that fell into a good soil. When I was still a teenager, because I entered the seminary very young, a boy of 15 years old. And of course, we had our daily mass at the seminary. And then on Sundays, we would go out to some communities or parishes around, some of us, we were we were catechists. Other were involved in youth ministry. So Sunday was a day out of the seminary to go and have our, even though little, but our ministries. And then on Sunday evening, we would gather, and we would pray. We had the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, but before that, we would gather about 30 minutes. We would share with one another what was the experience. And I You know, that was 3 years. My first 3 years was still, what, high school, probably. And I remember after 3 years, one of my classmates, my companions, he left the seminary after a few years. But at that time, he mentioned, you know, he went to give catechesis, and I think it was about this parable. And he mentioned this, you know, I learned something. Because when I was in my catechism with the other catechist, the catechist mentioned that we need to have a heart that is prepared to listen. That is not, we're not called to listen to God's word only with our ears, but also with our heart. And then it will really, really produce some fruit. And for him, there was all of us who said, well, yes, we heard that so many times before. Even the rector said, how many times I said this here and you never... That was the moment somebody else said, and he said, well, was an insight that he had at that moment. What is the word of God then for us then? How are we listening to that word? What gives me so much confidence in the word of God is what we heard in today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah. Beautiful, beautiful image. You know, it says, as the rain falls, as the snow falls on the ground, it, you know, without changing the ground, you know, a seed will never grow, will never sprout if there is no rain, if there is no sun. And then he says, so is the word of God. It never goes back to heaven without changing the soil it fails. So I believe that today's words is inviting us, you know, as the seed thrown by that sower, you know, sowing that they fell by the road. It could not even go down, penetrate the soil, and the birds, you know, ate it up. So is when the word of God does not even reach us. You know, we have so much destruction out there that the word of God has no chance at all. On the rocky ground, I mean, is that idea of listening to that word and being so caught up by that and say, wow, how beautiful. But it becomes very superficial. There's no way that the root will grow because there's a rock there. So at the same time that is so much enthusiasm, you know, so beautiful, it's not deep, lacks on profundity. So as anything else calls our attention, we forget about that, and that will dry up easily. The thorns represent everything that is around us. You know, and there is plenty out there that can also choke, that word can just suffocate, and the word of God has no space to grow. And good, the rich soil is the heart that is prepared. I guess there is no moment in our lives that we can say, well, now my heart is the rich soil. But there are moments that it is a rich soil. But I believe we all face moments that we are superficial in listening to the word, or that we allow so many of the worries of our daily life. There are so many things that will call our attentions that we leave God's words to second, third plan in our lives. I guess the word of God is still, it will make a difference. That is calling us to open our hearts, to prepare as best as we can. Because God is still there, calling us to sow, to give the word, and it's not saying only to this one or to that one, because every one of us will have that moment in life that the word will make sense more than anything else, and will change our lives more and more, and will bring closer to Him, And then the fruits will come. They say that a good harvest will be like sevenfold the amount of the seed that was sowed into the ground, sevenfold. And here Jesus is talking about 160 or 30-fold. I mean, something that we say is not possible. But with God, everything is possible. May He grant us good ears to listen to His words, a good heart, a good soil, so that that word will transform us and we will become instrument to transform, to renew the world we live in.